الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Our stay in this world is a very, very short stay. At the end of the stay, pain is something that is forgotten very fast. And the enjoyment after pain is something that's remembered for very, very long. No child ever remembers how hard it was to wake up for school, to go to madrasa, to go to his class, wake up before Fajr. But when the jalsa comes and he has that jalsa and he's asked, like, how was it? Then all that pain of 2, 3, 4 years because of that one jalsa is like all forgotten. The rest of his life he will be called a hafiz or hafiza of Quran. But that pain that went through becoming that hafiz or hafiza of Quran will never be remembered. Pain is something that gets forgotten very fast. The fruits of pain is something that is very sweet for very long. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that person who was bi an'ami ahli dunya, the one who enjoyed the greatest favors of this world, will be brought not in Jahannam, but he will just be erected on a place where the smell, the wind of Jahannam will pass. It will create such heat within his body. Then the angel will say to him that we heard that you enjoyed it all. And there was not a pleasure that you did not get of this world. And he will say, by Allah, I cannot remember a single day of enjoyment. Pleasure, when followed up with pain, is forgotten very fast. Ask that woman who enjoyed a few years with her marriage with her beloved husband, and then there was an accident. The pain that comes after makes all the good days that passed. Ask that girl who goes through a divorce, that hatred that comes after makes every friendship before it forgotten. Any pleasure that comes and is followed with pain, that pleasure is forgotten. And any pain that is followed by pleasure, even that man who spends 6 weeks in a hospital, but when he comes out, after 1 week you meet him, you ask him how it is, he can't remember what he went through. Any pain followed by pleasure, the pleasure makes you forget the pain. Any pleasure followed by pain, all that pleasure is forgotten. The people of the world were given a choice that there is a place for pleasure and there's a place for pain. You have to choose which one you want first and which one you want second. You can take a short pleasure and forever pain, or you can choose a short pain and forever pleasure. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. In this world, which is a world of thorns, Allah has allowed people freedom. But that freedom, if it's against the demand of Islam, will be called pleasure followed by pain. And that individual who says, I'll wait, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many words he would use to explain. On that day there will be no music for the one who already enjoyed his music. Meaning in Jannah there will be no music for the one who took his share already. Gold has been made haram on the men of this world. Wearing it, utilizing it, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on that day there will be gold for the one who had no gold. But the one who took his share of his year will have no share in the year after. That man will say, by Allah, I cannot remember any pleasure. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Yu'ta, that man who had seen the most difficult times in this world, at the present moment now, after Afghanistan fell into the hands of the Taliban, and all of you all must make dua, and we make dua, that Allah protect them from inner problems and from outer problems. They are the rose of Islam at the moment. They are the hope for the future of Islam. If we could not plant a seed, at least we can make a dua that the seed must grow. Somewhere in your dua, you must add that Allah aid and grant strength and make more powerful the warriors of Afghanistan. So in this last few days, those prisons that they were kept in when America invaded, tours are being given of those prisons. And when you see that condition, and if that man has to explain what he went through, whether it was for 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, taking a man's head and putting it in water and holding until he sees death in front, and just before he dies, then you pull it out. The pain of death is more difficult than death. But to let him go through that pain again and again and again, that he would be begging, just kill me, but no, we won't kill you. We'll take you to the brink of death and then put you in hospital again. Then they'll pump you with medicine, make you again better, come back again and we'll torture you again. Those same who were tortured for 10 to 15 years, today they are ready to take people on a tour of that prison to say, this happened to me here, this happened to me. Theirs is a glimpse of what will happen in the year after. When believers will address others and say, you remember that time that that zalim oppressor? Allah says that the people of Jannah will get a chance to converse and speak to the people of Jahannam. Sometimes the oppressed will see the oppressor. One will be burning and the other will be enjoying. Allah Tabarakala says, on that day when the believers will laugh in the face of the disbelievers, and they will say to them, remember when you would look at us, how you would mock at us. Another world is coming. So the person who saw only difficulty in this world will be told that we heard you only saw difficulty. But it will only be one cent of the sense of paradise that will be brought past him. He will just get a sniff of what is paradise. Just that snuff will make him forget every difficulty he ever saw. And he will say, by Allah, I cannot remember ever seeing a difficult day. The pleasures of today will be forgotten if it's followed by pain. Pain will be forgotten if it's followed by pleasure. This is a principle that if you hold on to, you will make decisions which somebody else might not make that same decision. A very great scholar of Islam mentioned the system of this world is that after every pain, Allah will give a pleasure. And the believer who trusts Almighty Allah will continue seeing that pleasure which will make him forget all pain. Ayyub alayhi salam saw pain, Allah gave him pleasure. When we speak about it, we say the wonderful Ayyub. But he went through pain, a lot of pain. Perhaps over 20 years of sabr he made. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam lost his son Yusuf alayhi salam. He went through pain. And when an individual goes through pain, if somebody else asks, like, how are you? The person going through difficulty feels like punching that person. Don't even ask, like, how do I tell you my heart? No one will ever understand the pain of your heart, but Allah does know it. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا Every pain of yours is being appreciated. You lost a father, you lost a brother, you lost a son, you lost a husband. No one will know what you go through when you're alone, what you think about. No one will understand the pain that you go through because of some difficulty that came in your life. You are in an abusive marriage. You don't know how to tell your parents. Every individual will find somewhere along the line there will be doors, but it seems that the door is now closing. So the scholar says that look at Allah and look at the system of Allah. When you entered this world, the food that was given to you was given through one pipe. You were connected to your mother, and from there that blood would become your source of, it was your sustenance. When the child is born, the cord has to be cut. So there will always be in this world what we will say dead end. This is the end. And when you enjoy anything, man never feels, woman will never feel that there can be something better after this. So if that child had to be told, now we will have to cut, the child will scream that that is my only source of sustenance. And if that child could talk, perhaps he will say to the loving doctor, how could you do what you're doing to me? If he could talk, he will say to his mother, how can you allow him to do what he's doing? If the child could speak, he would say to Allah, that why are you doing this to me when I'm so weak? Leave me with my cord. But me and you know that once the cord is cut, Almighty Allah opens up the sustenance. Almighty Allah opens up the sustenance for the child. And the breast of the mother becomes the source of the fountain of milk. Now there is no balad. Now it has become milk. Now the child just cries and his sustenance is being sent. When one door closes, two opened. And it was the first message to the people of this world, trust Allah, that whatever you see as a door, a time will come when Allah will close that door. At that time, don't become so much in a panic, what will happen? But say, from day one when my doors closed, that Allah who closed one opened another. Not one he opened two. Then comes the time to wean the child. After the child has enjoyed that milk, the child feels that the only source of sustenance in the world is the milk of my mother. For that mother to take that child out of the milk, it's a mission in itself. That is the time where the husband says, I'm going 3 days jamaat. That child and the mother must go through it themselves. That child cries. The mother becomes hard. If the child could speak, he will say, my mother, why are you doing to me what you're doing? And if the child could speak, he will say, Allah, how could you do this to me? How can you close my two avenues of sustenance? But that mother is hard. She will make sure the child doesn't drink. The door is closed. And then Allah Tabarakala opens up four doors. Now there is the waters of the world, there is the milks of the world. Then there's the vegetation of the world, there's the meats of the world. And in that four doors, how many doors you got going after? The different types of milk that will come. The different types of water and the mixtures, you will get juice. You will get sherbet. You will get goat's milk. You will get camel's milk. You will get buffalo milk. You will put a little sugar. You will get sweet milk. Each door now has so many doors behind it. It's called vegetation, but in the vegetation you will have so many doors. It's called meat. In meat you got so many doors. And then one can be taken and mixed with the other, and you'll have curry after curry after curry. And if then the child had to be told that I remember the day you looked at me with that look of yours, as to say, oh my mother, I never knew there could be someone as evil as you. But if that child could speak to Allah, perhaps he would have done the same and said, Allah, how can you do to me what you're doing? But when the four doors opened, then the child forgets how he behaved. So he made a mistake when his cord was cut. And when he gripped onto the breast of the mother, he grabbed onto it without even saying sorry. Like, I should have first asked for maaf, getting angry with you, oh my mother. I never knew something better is coming. But the child was regarded as immature. And when the time came to close the avenue of the mother's milk, again the child made the same mistake. Again the child became upset, angry, screamed, irritated. I don't want to know you. How can you do that to me? And when four avenues opened up, the child started eating, but he never ever said, let me say sorry. Again the child was told, you are still immature. Then came the era what is called bulugh. Bulugh means understanding our mistakes already. An era of understanding a lot of things. The mistakes of others, the mistakes of myself. An era of seeing around and making new decisions. But how sad it is that the majority of us as we go around in this world, whenever a door closes, again the individual goes into a state of anger, into a state of depression, into a state of how could Allah do to me what He did? As though that individual has never seen the other doors open. Inna ma'al usri yusra, Allah promised in Quran, I promise you with every difficulty will come a state of ease. Inna ma'al usri yusra, levels and levels of ease will come. Yusran. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found Makkah Mukarramah difficult for him. When the door of Makkah Mukarramah closed, the door of Medina Munawwara opened. When the door of Makkah Mukarramah closed, the door of Medina Munawwara opened. When Yusuf alayhi salam's door of being with his father closed, that is what opened for him to become the king of Egypt. Who was an orphan when he was young, the door of his father closed. He became the imam of the future. It opened up the next door. How many people we find that on their death, the child that's left got no mother, no father. They say, how could Allah do like this? But when that child's door opens, he doesn't need a mother and a father. He becomes the mother and father of the world. It is just that how quickly we're going to come to that level that I trust you, O my Allah. And after mistake, after mistake, after mistake, after looking at around and you visit a person who lost a lot of people in his family, but you meet him after 2 years, 3 years, you ask, how's the family? How's your mother coping? How's your sister coping? And they will say, everything going very well. Everything going very well means that we never trusted Allah again, and again Allah showed us we should have trusted Him. His doors never open, never ever close, except that they open to another world. And the time will come for me and you where the four doors of our sustenance here, our milk, our water, our vegetation, our food will close. It is called death, which we all regard as the most scary thing in the world. When that four doors close and Allah is happy with you, eight doors of Jannah will open up immediately. And behind every door there are doors and doors and doors for eternity. No door will close except another will open, not one, double. When every one closes, two opens. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to a woman whose husband had passed away. She was crying. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said from behind, O servant of Allah, be patient. Not understanding who was behind, she became upset. And she said, get lost. She said, you haven't gone through what I have gone through. إِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَابْ بِمُصِيبَتِي. It's easy for you to talk. You don't know what I'm going through. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet and he went. Someone said to her, do you know that is the Nabi of Allah? She became scared. She went to ask for forgiveness. She says, I found no one at the door. There was no guard. I just knocked. Permission was given for me. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked what I want. I said, I have come to ask for forgiveness. How could I have been so rude? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her a lesson. He said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. That remember that patience which Allah wants to see is the patience when you just get knocked with the difficulty. After that patience, will the doors will open. And when new doors will open, you'll become so engrossed in it. You will even forget to say to Allah, I'm sorry, I never trusted you. So someone asked, what does this word patience mean? Does it mean no crying? And the student said, because it comes in Quran, that when Yusuf alayhi salam was taken away from his father, Yaqub alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam cried so much that he lost his sight. So he said, did he not have that sabr? Why did he cry? So the answer is that sabr doesn't demand you mustn't cry. It wants that you must cry to Allah. Yaqub alayhi salam's tears were on the musalla perhaps every night. So what's the difference between crying and depression? The basis of depression is to lose hope. That I don't ever think I'm coming out of this problem. The sign of losing hope is no longer making dua. I have asked, I never saw. I'm fed up of asking. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will not become bored of your du'as until you become bored. When they asked, what is the meaning of we become bored? He says, you continue asking, but when you don't see what you want, you stop asking. Then Allah stops giving. Yaqub alayhi salam's tears and tears and tears made him blind. Ayyub alayhi salam cried and he cried and he cried to Allah. Every Nabi who saw a difficulty, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the musalla would cry that his legs would swell. Crying to Allah was never called depression. But to cry in front of anyone but Allah, that is what Islam gave permission for. A woman, you got your period, you can cry the period of mourning. After which you will stop mourning. And if it's not a spouse, then a sister loses her brother. She has also been told you can cry but 3 days. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one wife, she got the news of the death of her father. After 3 days she called someone, bring perfume, itar. She put on that perfume. Then she said, what need do I have of perfume? I have no need at all. Says, but I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, mourning after 3 days for anyone besides a spouse is not allowed. Says, that's why I'm putting on this perfume. What a world they lived. And everything was governed by Sharia. How to cry, when to cry, till how long to cry. The world in this last 2 years saw a lot of deaths. To such a time came that death became normal. The news is he passed away, she passed away, they passed away. So much we heard, so much that in the ending it was like, now my body has become immune. But after a few days people visit, people say sorry, people say how nice he was, then everything becomes quiet. Then it's the pain that starts. The one who understands the system of Allah will cry, even if it means they cry every night to Allah. Mubarak to the tear. But the one who doesn't trust Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. From the different people who came and gave some words of encouragement, one was Khidr. Ali radiallahu anhu later on said, do you know who was speaking? That was Khidr. He came, he stood from behind, he said, that what the world has lost today. And he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُصَابْ مَنْ حُرِمَ الثَّوَابْ. But the one who really lost today is the one who comes out of this problem with no reward. Meaning the amount of reward you will get in your sabr, in your patience, in crying to Allah and not in front of anyone but Allah. You have to cry and grieve in such a manner that Allah must know you sad, but everyone around you must think you're okay. So much they must think you're okay, that if you're crying for your own son, he passed away. You're crying for your daughter, she passed away. You are crying for your husband, he is crying for you. Whoever passed away. I want you to think about that if you had to go for Umrah, and you are so excited and so happy, and then while you're going, getting ready to go to the Haram, they phone you from South Africa to say that your beloved daughter is not taking the separation well. She's just crying and crying and crying. She doesn't want to eat, she doesn't want to drink. She's becoming weaker and thinner and more sick. Then you will want to speak to your daughter. And you will want to say, oh my beloved daughter, your mommy does love you. I promise I love you, and I'm also missing you, Lord. And I know you missing me, Lord. Then you will say, but my daughter, can you do me one favor? Be patient. Because hearing of you crying so much is hurting me. And my enjoyment, which I'm going to get now when I go to the Kaaba, I will not be able to enjoy it so much. Because I'm now more worried about you. Then someone who's sitting next to that girl in South Africa, meaning the bigger sister, will tell the younger, that, oh my sister, don't be selfish. She says, what do you mean? She says, because of you loving mommy, don't be so selfish that mommy can't enjoy herself. Even if you're burning with pain, say to mommy, mommy, I'm okay. And then she says to her sister that in front of the other people who's going to speak to mommy, just smile in front of them, even if you're feeling the pain. Because mommy is still not sure. She's going to phone tonight and ask, how are you? Just empty words to say, I'm okay. She's going to ask. She says, don't be selfish. And she even says to him, maybe mummy is coming back soon. Or maybe daddy and mummy are there and they're getting our papers ready. So that in a few weeks or few months or maybe next year, we can also travel to that land and reside there forever and ever. When death comes to your beloved, for him four doors have opened, for her, four doors have opened, closed, and eight doors of paradise have now opened. When they enter the world of the grave, they become introduced to the menus of paradise. They go into the worlds of ecstasy. They run around in the gardens of paradise. They enjoy the scents of paradise. They speak with the people of paradise. They are shown their palaces in paradise. The only one thing that spoils their happiness is if they get the message that your beloved in the world is taking it very, very, very hard. Not eating, not sleeping, not talking, not joking, don't want to move on. Then sometimes they come in the dream also. Sometimes they come in the dream to say that, please, one friend the other day phoned me, he said, in his town. There was one sister who was born with the defect which doesn't allow the body to progress like how other children progress. So you always kept back, you can't walk, you have to be on a wheelchair. Your body grows, but you can never enjoy like how others enjoy. A lot of times with a child who has a hole in the heart, they are much slower, everyone is running, they become tired. And the doctor normally says that plus minus 7-8 years. And many a time when the child is born, the parents wonder. Some of them say, Allah, why? Like I waited so long for a child and then this child came. But after 1 or 2 years when you go, you see that parents became so used to the child. And when you ask how you're managing, he says it's difficult with the child, but because of the child, so much of blessings have come into our house. It is sometimes when the child comes, deen comes, sustenance comes, fight stop, love comes, then they become so close to the child, especially if the child got a sibling. Because that sister or brother now looks after the child more than the mother and father. And as they grow up, they become like inseparable. So in this town, the child lived to about 13, 14, 15 years old. And then when the child passed away, it hurt the sister a lot because this was her best companion. So he says, perhaps for 1 year already, every night, the sick child comes in the dream of the sister. Every night. He says, oh my sister, let me introduce you to paradise. And every night, the one who passed away takes the living one to a different spot in paradise. And there are some nights where they reach the house, and the deceased says to the living one, let me enter now. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, they are sitting in there, I want to meet with them. And the living one says, let me come in. And the deceased says, no, you can't enter, you're still alive. Here you'll only get entry when death comes. Seeing that dream so much, the living one now says that she has lost interest in living also. Because so many doors are still closed, you want to enter this door, enter that door. Those doors will open with death. When I heard that, I said, how amazing is that world? That there's so much to do in barzakh, in that world coming. This is not Jannah. It is the menu to paradise. There is so much to do in that world that every night that one who passed away can take the living one for a new excursion to show something this one hasn't seen. And we all know the deceased cannot show the living lots. If this is what they're showing, you can understand what else there is there. They only want to know how are the living. Are the living taking it easy? If you're going to cry for your beloved, then cry to Allah for your beloved. Even if you cry so much that you go blind, cry like Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam's cry was such that till the end he never lost hope in the mercy of Allah. So perhaps 20 years later, 20 years more perhaps, when he says to his sons, that now that I lost Yusuf alayhi salam years ago, now I lost Bin Yamin, my second beloved son, Yusuf alayhi salam's real brother. And my eldest son, he's feeling so shy, he don't want to come back, I lost him also. One after another, calamity after calamity after calamity. So then he said, oh my sons, go back to Egypt and go look for Bin Yamin, go look for my eldest son, tell them come home. They said, and look for Yusuf. So they said, oh our father, are you still going to make mention of Yusuf? Yusuf is a story of the past. And he said, la tayasu min ruhillah. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. That is the difference between depression and crying to Allah. The one who cries to Allah can cry so much that goes blind also. But when somebody else comes and says, the world is very hard, they will say, no, have a lot of hope. Sickness will end, cure will come, life will end, death will not come just with death. Death will come with the enjoyments of death. The crux of what I have said is, when we have seen in our life, from day one, whenever a door closed for us, Allah opened too. A time must come that we have so much of trust now in Allah, that the next time we see any door closing, already we're looking forward for the next two doors to open. Our level of patience has to be different. It is called fasabrun jameel. You will find patience that is beautiful in nature. That we went to the house and there was no need to talk. We said, this is not a funeral, this looks like a jalsa. When in the lands of jihad, when they martyr, the news of the martyr comes to the house. If you ever experience being in that house, no one cries. They distribute barfi in that house. The mother in the room is saying, I thank Allah that He allowed martyrdom to enter in my house, shahada. When Afghanistan took over now, one of the things that they mentioned is that one of the Muslim leaders, a few years ago when he was given the role, he was given the place that you will now lead this group. At that time his son came and said to him, oh my father, I also want to sign up for that group that is ready, that if we have to pass away in the attack, we will pass away. They are called mustashhids, talib-e-shahada, that you sign that I am ready to do the most daring of acts. If it means running into bullets, I'll run. If my life has to come to an end there, it will come. So the boy said, my father, before others sign up, I need to sign up because you are like now one of the leaders. So the father said, go ask your mother. I want you to think about, can you be that mother? That your son is saying, let me sign up. You are the mother, you now the wife of the leader, you don't have to. You can say, Lord, people have signed up already. What you must sign up for? How hard it must be for a mother to say, oh my son, how can I stop you? But that family who saw whenever one door closed, two opened. The boy was given permission. The boy went out of his way. The attack was a successful attack. Lot of harm to the enemy. And the news of his shahada reaches the family. It reaches the mother, it reaches the father, it reaches friends, it reaches far. Say, on the day of the news of his martyrdom reaching, 20,000 other boys came and said, we want to sign up. 20,000 other boys. One of the leaders then said, now that we have come to an end with this war, he said, when we started, we had 80,000 of our soldiers who had signed up that we are ready for death. He said, in this war, we lost about 6,000. He said, if you had to see at the time of Tahajjud, when the victory was announced, you would have found 74,000 individuals on the Musalla crying, that Allah, why was not my martyrdom accepted? What was the level of the child? What was the level of the mother? The exams that others have gone through, and فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ, they are those that have passed so wonderful. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ, they are some who are waiting still to be tested. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, they have not changed in their resilience. Tests will come and Allah tests according to ability. Too kind is our Allah to break. Allah has only come to make. Allah is known as Al-Jabbar from the word Jabira. Jabira in Arabic means a bandage. The bandage is put on the broken leg to make the leg right. Al-Jabbar is the one who comes to the broken and he allows the broken to stand again. Allah does not come to break. But in a world which is called Darul Imtihan, there has to be questions. When the question does come, do not become upset about the question, worry about the answer. Do not become upset with the question, worry about the answer. Sometimes the answer will be shukr alhamdulillah. Sometimes the answer will be dhalika min fadlillah. This is Allah's kindness. You'll see it in the house when you enter. What a nice house. You'll say this is the kindness of Allah. Sometimes the question will be, I thank you, Allah, for so many favors. And sometimes the answer has to be, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sometimes the answer has to be, fasabrun jameel, wallahu al-musta'an. Help will be taken from Allah, but you will find my sabr to be most beautiful in nature. Whenever a door will close, Allah will open up two. If two closes, Allah will open up four. The day four closes, my Allah will open up eight. Your Allah will open up eight. But when the door closes, may Allah save us all from making the mistake of banging and banging and banging at the door and saying, open, open, open. At that moment, just stand and say, my Allah, whenever he closed one, I found him opening another two. And then start looking around for those two, and you will find it very close to you. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with the best of lives of afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. He said, never ask for difficulty. He said, read, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Oh, our Allah, give us beauty, wonderful in this world. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Give us the best in the year after. Wa qina adhab an-nar. Save us from Jahannam. He said, always ask for ease, always ask for peace. Salullah al-afiyah. Continue asking Allah to save, to look after, to protect your dunya and your deen. فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الْعَدُوْ. He said, but if you come in front of the enemy, if you have to face difficulty, when times change, he said, فَثْبُتُوْ. Then remain firm. Then remain firm. Then put your eyes to look around that my Allah promised another door will open. Not one, two doors. And I am just waiting for the door, looking at the door. فَصَبْرٌ jameel, وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with the lives of afiyat, izzat, rahat and salamati. And if a test is written for any, may Allah make the test the easiest of tests. May Allah let us pass every test. May Allah make it easy passing. May Allah allow us to pass with flying colors. May Allah give us happy lives while we are alive. May Allah give us the happiest of deaths. May Allah give us a happy standing in front of Him on the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah make us happy throughout the day after. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.